Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, we'll talk about the answers. Tonight, I thank God for you. Season, I want you to get ready tonight. We're getting ready for our watch meeting that we're going to have on Saturday. We start here in Chicago for our watch meeting. Those that's in Detroit, I got it wrote down for those that's those that are in Mississippi, Alabama, those in the South and in Texas, our watch meeting start at 10:30 Chicago time, from 10:30 to 12:30. In Detroit, Atlanta, Georgia, it start at 11 o'clock and go to 1:30. That's our watch meeting that we're going to have. Now, we're getting ready for our fundraiser. We have a fundraiser once a year. If you got a need, you plan to see to our radio show, you can go to theseedabrahamunicite.com, go to the homepage and press PayPal. And those that would like to give something for the first of the year, like to plant a seed, $100, $50, whatever you want to plant for the radio broadcast. I don't think Sister Sherry up in Minnesota, she planted her seed. Thank you, Sister Sherry. She called me the bishop. I don't listen to the show all the time, but when I listen to it, and she said I'd be blessed. So Sister Cheryl sent her seed in. I want you to get your seed in for the first of the year. This is the last month of the year, and we'd like to take January as our fundraising month and don't do nothing else the whole year. So if you got to need to plant a seed, we're going to be praying for you and open up some doors for you. But I feel that's very important to keep the program that we talk about, personal with the ancestors, Dr. King movement, divine healing, divine word from God, divine understanding. I want to thank Sister Mary Hawkins that planted her seed. And she's been very consistent planting her seed. Right after she sent the bishop, this is the seed for the ministry. I just thank God that there's some people that you ain't got to beg and jump up and down. They automatically feel that they should plant a seed to the ministry. And I think and I want to tell you, we are the people. And this right here is where
there comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by day that the world somewhere.
What we have to do going into 2020, I had prophesied from my prophecy was an earthquake in California, and my other prophecy was that there would be an earthquake in Russia, and that would be an earthquake in some part of Texas, and that would be an earthquake in Alaska. Those are my prophecy, and that would be floods back-to-back down around Houston, Texas, and one of my prophecy was that also would be in my prophecy, tornadoes back-to-back and earthquakes, and some of the prophecy I'm going to be giving out for 2023. But I'm asking you, out of the goodness and your faith, to plant your seed for our ministry for next year, okay? And as I plant my seed, you plant your seed. You know, and I feel that if you want to plant $1,000, that's good. $50, that's good. $100, whatever you give, take down to it. And I'm going to pray. Father God, we ask you right now, those that are in their heart that listen to the show every night, 7 days a week, that they will plant a seed for the ministry. Plant a seed. While we stay on the air, we ask you to do that. Go to my website, theseedofabrahamyosef.com. Go to my homepage. If you want to do it tonight, quick, go to Cash Out, hit the money sign and Bishop, TTT, and it'll go directly to Cash Out, and I will let you know that you have sunk your seed. Those that send their seed in, Jerry, I'm going to make sure you get the Miracles of Jesus book. I got a few copies left, and I'm getting ready to pass out my prophecy for 2023. And some of the prophecy will help you understand what's going on in the world. I was saying last night that the Congress okay. They okay so much money to send. $25 billion to send over to Ukraine to keep the fight going. That $25 billion could help Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, Georgia. It could help Chicago. It could help Detroit. It can help Ohio. It can help every town. This $25 billion is taxpayers' money, and that money need to go to uplift the homeless, uplift those that are hungry, those that ain't got no job. We have to take the resources and let them go somewhere else. I just feel that. Some of the people say they're going to call. I was talking to a young man, Chicago State. If you're on the line, press 1. And he was telling us some things about what's going on in the world. And the black man and the black woman must stand up and must take charge. I share our ancestors. And we are the people of the world. And if we don't move, don't nobody move. So take this number down, theseedofabrahamyellowsite.com, and go to my website and say, this is my seed for 2023. Get your seed in for 2023. I implore you to do that. If you put your seed in for 2023, you can give $100. If you give it, shake down, pray together, run over, God gonna bless you. Now I'm asking you to seed for 2023 to the seed of Abraham, yellowsite.com. And as you do that, there's a door will open up for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. And we had already predicted some of our prediction. Before I can put them on the print, they're happening. We talked about the tornado back-to-back. We in the Midwest, we talked about blizzard in the Midwest. Now, when I say the Midwest, I'm talking about Ohio. I'm talking about Michigan. I'm talking about Indiana, Illinois, Minnesota, the Midwest, that you're going to see blizzard type of weather going to come and go. Down south, you're going to have floods, and you're going to have freezing rain and ice all down from all the way from Missouri down to Mississippi and some part of Texas and Louisiana. And what that means, that it's going to rain and then it's going to freeze and limbs going to break off. You're on the highway, going to be very dangerous, just like glass. So I just want to share that with you. That's some of the stuff that's going on. So I want to thank Sister Pearl for her seed last year, but this is this year, and I want each one plant a seed for 2023. Do that quick, fast, and everything. Then when you plant the seed, I want to text you to let you know that you planted the seed, and I want you to get the book, Miracles of Jesus. And when I send you the book, Miracles of Jesus, I'm going to put your personal prophecy in them, in the book. When you, I'm going to do that. So, well, Bishop, I planted my seed. I'm going to put your name by this prophecy and some things that are going to happen in your life that you don't know about. I'm going to do that. And I'm going to send you the book. Got it right here. The Miracles of Jesus. And Jesus turned water into wine. And I want you to get, so our theme this year, the Seed of Abraham Ministry and Prophecy for 2023, Strengthen the Black Family. That's my subject, Strengthen the Black Family. And in that book, I got, God will make you a supply house, Philippians 4:19. And I will give you the key to your business. And that's number one. Number two, seeking for your miracle. Okay. Psalms 23 and St. Luke 6:38. Seeking for your miracle. That means there's some things that you got to know and do to seek for your miracle. That's number two. Number three, the key to what you done did, the key is expect a miracle. You got to expect success. You got to expect your healing and expect deliverance that God got for you. That's in our new book for 2023. And those that plant the seed, they get the book, Prophecy for 2023. It's some things in that book that I didn't say, but it's in the book. I want to share with you tonight a breakthrough. I want to share with you tonight that we all have dreams, and the dream of reality, I say, of ancestors. Every letter, every telephone call, every expression of love is the power of God moving. Now, going into 2023, it's some scriptures you need to read, and I might give you a couple of scriptures to read tonight, and it will open up body, mind, soul, and spirit. Or the hospitals are full. People can't get in the hospital, and the children. But the Spirit brought to me, Jerry, that if we pray, God can turn things around. If we trust, pearl in God with all our heart, soul, and mind, God will send an angel to help you and will send your ancestors to make sure you're secure, I say. So tonight we're talking about Jesus is the reason for the season. Jesus is the reason for the season. And I want to tell you that, Maxine, I want to tell you that Jesus is the reason for the season. Don't get it twisted. Know that God got something special for you. So you get ready for God to touch you and get ready where you know that you are something special and God got something that he's going to do for you and you got to get ready to do it. And that's what I'm saying to you tonight, that you got to get ready to claim the power of God and the Holy Ghost of God and what God got for you. And some of you have been going through a whole lot. And you said, Bishop, I've been going through a lot. See, if you go through it, go through it, because at the end of the journey, God got something special for you. And when God got it for you, it's going to work for you because God got it for you. So God ain't made no mistake. When I go to YouTube and pick up things on YouTube, God opened up the door. Uh-huh. And that door he opened up will be a blessing for you. Mm-hmm. That's what he do. And once that blessing come, there's a door for you, and there's a blessing God giving you. And if you got a need for 2023, and most of hell, and I don't really believe in tithe, and I believe that seeding, that when you seed, you make things happen. And if you seed with your heart, things that you ask for, God will give to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. Uh-huh. And I think we want that. Thank you. Jesus is the reason for the season. So you get ready for the season to come. And that and Jesus is the reason for the season. So we're getting ready for that. As I said, going into 2023, there's some things going to be open up. And it's not violence. His peace and love. And I'm going to tell you, lots of you going through things. It's a big storm on its way to the Midwest. But I want to tell you, because so much of negativity is going on around the world, God is breaking, God's covenant is breaking the yokes. And I was talking to Bryce Starr early, and I was telling Bryce Starr, I said, you know what's going to happen? God is going to change some things for 2023. Don't forget that on the watch meeting night, we'll be on at the watch meeting night, and we're going to start watch meeting early. You don't need to get out the house, so much of shooting going on. Stay right in the house. Get your coffee and sit down with your family and talk what you feel that 2023 going to bring to us and what we're going to do. I think it's important for you to do that with your wife, your children, and pray that God keep you safe from all that going on. And I think that's very important for somebody to know. that God is watching over us with all that's going on. God has already placed us in the head. And with all that going on, God is still in control. Now, you might need to call me or get in contact with me. I want to tell you, in Detroit, those that live in Detroit, those that in down in Atlanta, and those in the Mountain Time, my watching meeting will start at 11 o'clock Detroit time to 1. Chicago time and up in Minnesota and Mississippi, Arkansas, my watching meeting started at 10:30 to 12:30. And we're going to give you prophecy and give you stuff that you need to know what to do. And we'll be doing that. And I want to let you know that God is able and we will overcome. I'm going to play a little Dr. King because Dr. King is the conscience of America. I was telling Mr. White about what happened in Natchez. There's so many people that was killed. We talk about the Holocaust and the lights, but what about all them that's in the dark that died and their name had been reached and the women and children? And you wonder why so much happening because so much evil in the land. That's why that's something that happened. This is Dr. King.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory's won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory's won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory's won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory's won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the
And Dr. King was saying that the faith that would sustain us, the faith of our ancestors, and the faith that we have in God, we have come a long ways. This is Crossover with the Ancestors tonight. And I want to share with you, going into Christmas, Jesus is the reason for the season, but thank God for Jesus. And I want to tell you tonight, as many of you been going through hardship. One lady called and said she lost her son. Another lady said she lost her son and her sister. Prayer changes all that. And you stay focused for that stuff to work for you. When you stay focused, it'll work for you and it'll open up doors for you. So it's important for you to stay in the land of the living. Going into 2022, one of my prophecies is there will be a space set up on the moon, different colonists up on the moon. Everybody racing trying to go to the moon. You say, this way they want to control something, but they can't control God. The storms and the floods are going to keep coming. The tornadoes are going to keep coming. The blizzard and the floods and the earthquake. I'm praying for the people in California. Had an earthquake last night, but I had already prophesied earthquake. But still, there's another one out in California to come. And this one had about 17 aftershocks. So I want you to sharpen your pencil and paper up, where you may be able to understand some of the stuff that's happening in this world. There's a yoke being broke by God. There's awareness of the mind. And it's letting you know the hospital is closing down. We're at a hospital in Hammond, Indiana. Closing down. The people, you know, they ain't caring about the people. If they can't make no money, close the hospital down and go somewhere else. But it carries us back to our ancestors. It carries us back to our ancestors that got the herbs and healed us, got the herbs and based us with it and moved sores and even moved cancer, cataracts and tumor. It's all is demonic spirits, but if you pray and you walk in anointed in God, you can get healed. And the healing comes, like Dr. King said, this whole country, America, need to be healed. With the evil, it indeed. In every state in America, they it bloodshed of the black man on that. And still, they fighting to not give us the job. Now, I just want to say this tonight. We're about divine healing. And Dr. King said, and I want to quote what he said. He said, when people came over, Europeans came over to America, they didn't come in the bottom of a ship. We came on the good ship called Jesus. Study brainwashing us. But when they got him, the government gave them money, gave them land, and gave them expertise on how to farm, and gave them money, you know, to farm. But we as black, our ancestors, we didn't get none of that. So this country got to step up and be true to the citizen. We're not strangers. We're citizens. We was here for any of them people they brought. We was already here. And we got, because of the color of the skin, we've been pushed back. But like Dr. King said, we're going to overcome it. We just can stick together and make things work. And this is what Dr. King said, politically, mentally, we're in a situation where you can see hate, racism. They don't mind telling you that they don't like you. They don't mind telling you, you black, get back.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America
only about $53 for each person classified as poor.
The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counters.
Well,
it didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes, yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages. America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. Now, this is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign,
Dr. King was talking about where it started at. That's where it ended. Just to give you an example, Dr. King said that right now, Congress, Republican, Democrat, have voted to send $25 billion to Ukraine. But they haven't voted, Jerry, to stop the assault weapons. You know, these long guns with 100-round clips, they ain't did nothing. The move on that, and the citizens are being killed, and their children are being killed, stuck up and robbed all over the country. But I don't see why Congress have not come in and made a law. Well, this won't happen. But this is some of the stuff that Dr. King was talking about. How can you get ahead when they didn't give you nothing? They gave everybody something but the color of your skin, the black man. But Dr. King, but we're overcoming. Because we are winners and we're fighters. So all that they did was just made us stronger. But I'm concerned about us coming together. You know, along with Michael Jackson sung that song, and Dionne Warwick, and all the singers that chipped in to sing this, "We Are the People of the World." We truly are the people of the world, and we truly are men and women of God. And I'm not putting you in a church. I'm putting you in the spirit, the spirit of the universe, the spirit of when you understand yourself, who you are, can't nobody fool you. When you know that you're an anointed woman, a man from God, can't nobody trick you. And when they do mess with you, they will die. And you say, well, how are they going to die? Because the Bible said, fear not, the Bible said that, fear not my, when the Bible began to speak, it said, fear not thyself of evildoers. Then soon becomes, fear not thyself of evildoers. Don't worry about them. Because eventually they're going to die because they have violated the divine law of God. And you that are not going by the divine law, anything might happen. God is still in control. God is still blessing you. Now, this is the last month of the year, and we ask you to seed to our ministry. That's go to theseedofabrahamyosite.com and go down and hit PayPal and say, Bishop, this is my seed for 2023. Now, you know, y'all go shopping every day. I'm just asking for a seed for 23. If you would like to give $1,000 or $500, whatever the Spirit put on your heart to do, I'm going to pray that God give you a blessing. This is what I'm going to pray for, those that see Mary. When I send you the book, I'm going to pray that God will make you a supply house. That, and what that means, that means God's going to give you a not revelation knowledge for you to help somebody else, and they're going to study come to you. And I was talking to Jerry. It looked like everybody come to Jerry for something. And he don't even know it. God already made him apply. They come for this, come for that. Hey, do this and do that. He retired, but you can't retire from God. Now, those that plant that seed, number two, seeking for your miracle. Psalm 23, St. Luke 6, 38, Proverbs 8 and 22. When you seek for your miracle is going to come quick, fast, and in a hurry. I'm praying tonight that somebody get cut loose, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Tomorrow night, I'll be out in the elements. We're doing a ceremony tomorrow night. And that ceremony we're doing to our ancestors. And as we do that, if you got something that you want to send to me, text it to me, I'll put it on the altar tomorrow, tonight, late on after 12, because it's the summer solstice, winter solstice. And maybe you got something that you want to come forth. You can text it. Let me get his number. You can text it to me, and I can write it down. Maybe it's your sister, your brother, something, and you might need it. You can text me at 708-582-0372, and you said, Bishop, I want you to put this on the altar for me, and I want you to pray for this certain thing that you want prayed for. And I'm going to be going to the spirit realm. I see our ancestors. Maybe you want to be clear about something going on in your household or on the job. I want to thank Mother Bass, Karen Bass in L.A. that called emergency for the homeless. Every mayor in this city should do the same thing, where the government can send $25 billion to Ukraine, and we can't get 10 cents for the homeless or even a tent. Something wrong with that kind of picture. But we're going to keep praying because Dr. King said we're going to overcome. We don't last it this long, and we're going to come. If you got a need, I want you to plant a seed. I want you, if you want to give somebody this number, Block Talk, 515-605-9890. That's from 9 to 10 each night, 7 days a week. tonight is Troubled Ancestors. I want to give you a scripture tonight. I just feel that. And this scripture, Pearl, I'm going to do it for you. Psalms 33, Pearl, and Psalm 33 and Psalms 22. Okay. Now, I want you to work with them Psalms. 39:20, Psalms 39 and Psalms 12. It's a financial blessing coming your way, but I want you to plant a seed in this ministry. I'm going to 53:50, Psalms 40 and Psalms 29. Your ancestors coming to me. I want you to plant a seed for 2023. It's something going to be found out, and that's a death around your family tree. But if you text me, I'll put on off. Now, let me tell y'all. If you text, you got somebody you want prayed for, you got somebody, you text it to me, text the name to my phone. I can write it on a piece of paper and put it on the altar. That's 708-582-0372. Write that down in Texas. Now, y'all not use the phone. Text it what you want. And as you text it what you want, I'm going to pray that I'm praying for Mary Ann. Mary, sister died in Gulfport. I'm praying for Mary. Mary, God, there's no sorrow that ever cannot heal. I'm praying for you, Mary Scott. I'm praying for you tonight. I'm praying for the Williams family and the Hawkins family who lost a loved one. And, you know, sometimes when you lose that one, it's a wake-up call for you to change your life. It's a wake-up call for you to tell your brother, your sister, don't give up talking to your brother, sister, wherever. If they're on drugs, they're on alcohol, if they're on pills, if they're trying to change their life over and they're trying to be something they're not, don't stop praying for them because God is in control. And the devil might take them one way, but God's going to bring them back to reality. I say, that will happen for you. I want to tell you 33, 93, Psalm 46 and 24. And it's a certain name. I want you to read that individual because they in critical condition, whether you know it or not. Their system on the inside is ate up, but God can heal. See, I want to tell y'all this. When you call on God of the universe, there's no failure. Ain't nothing too hard for God. He healed heart attacks, strokes. He healed minds, and he run the evil away. I say, that's what God do. So don't think God can't move for you. You have not, because you ask not tonight. What you really ask God for, God, I'm willing to sacrifice. Stop smoking cigarettes. Stop smoking reefers. Stop smoking this. And now they smoke this and new stuff. I don't know what you call it. You're taking it like and you're smoking it. Smoke come out of it. That's bad on your liver and your lungs. In the long run, you're going to be messed up. You're going to holler, oh, God, he ain't coming because you have a chance to straighten up and fly right. I say. So that's important. 81:38, Psalm 49 and 16, Proverbs, I would like for you to read Proverbs 60, chapter Proverbs, first two verses. Call me if you have a problem with that. Now I want to tell you 2020, Psalms 29:26. That's what I want you to read. And 30:30, I want you to read Psalm 55 and Psalm 49. There's a door opening up. I'm praying for so many young folks being killed that God will cut it out. God will take that desire of hate, that desire of blood in the mighty name of the Almighty, that we can take care of it. So I know tonight the ancestors, they said big snowstorm coming, everybody getting ready. How can you get ready? You got to go along with whatever God said, okay? And whatever God said, that's what you got to go along with. Whatever God said, you have to go along with that and let it work. There's a prophecy. I'm going to give you one of the prophecies. I prophesied that will also be, get your lights on because, get your generator because your lights going to be cut off. And it might stay off for a week, at least 5 days or 3 days. All your meeting stuff going to ruin. So go out, go to Home Depot, go one of these places and see how to get one. Mr. White told me he had a website that you can get them for $300 and $400. The government got them to get them out away. I'm going to try to get that and share that with y'all on the radio where you might be able to get one because this world ain't going to change. And what I mean by that, God is cleaning up the earth, moving the lots of negativity that been there, lots of murder going on. The ground is giving it up. The sea is giving it up. So that's some of the stuff that's happening. I just want to let you know that's some of the stuff that's happening that we got to know that what's going on. That God is doing something for us to let us know that he's in control. Does that make sense? That God is in control of everything. You have not because you ask not. Let's hear a little Christmas music. Yeah, Jesus is the reason for the season. Get ready and let that situation work for you because Jesus is the reason for the season. And then anytime you know that, you'll move on it. got a need to plant a seed. If you want me to pray special for you, go to my website, jcdmanmillie.com. Call me, 708-582-0372, and tell me your request so I can lay it on the altar for your deliverance.